at last. I'm still teaching that class I was talking about last week. What fun. Biggest class we've ever had here at our center. So it's been a lot of fun. It's always challenging to get everybody's questions answered and that kind of stuff. Ooh, boy. Well, now, guess what? Here we are again. Welcome back, Five Pathers. Welcome to tonight's topic, which is the same as last night's topic, because we started working on this a few weeks ago. As I said before, you know, helping clients with weight loss, stop smoking, considered the bread and butter of a lot of hypnotherapy centers. But as we go through this step-by-step, week-by-week discussion in depth of using Five Path for weight loss, we're really taking an in-depth look at how to work with all these issues where someone is doing too much of something. So this is a great example. It's probably one of the most valuable sets out of all the sets. So externs, online supervision people, welcome. So let's see. Continue with phase four as you did with phase three. Remembering to do a great segue at the end of each session with direct suggestion for weight loss. Remember to remain adaptive to the needs of your clients. That's one of the things that we really want to do, is really listen to what's working for the client, what's not working for the client, and stuff like that. So we'll just start working our way down this list now. Number one, remember to ask your client what the last session was like. What it was like for her after the session and how her week went. We want to get the feedback. So many times what they're going to say is, wow, after doing that forgiveness work, it is like a great weight has been lifted off of me. And I'll just say something, that's right. You know, the weight you've been carrying on your body is just the physical manifestation of the weight you've been carrying on your soul or your heart or your chest or your shoulders, whatever they said. And so we want to reinforce how the work we did last week is going to bring about change. Then we want to say, well, how's it been going? What's been working? And they will tell us that so-and-so behavior is working, or this is working, and this kind of thing. Okay. Number two, most clients will report some weight loss by this time, but you need to focus on changing behavior, not the scale. Of course, we want to see the scale move, or we want to see them tightening up their belt. That's all good stuff. But what? If the behavior is changing, so will the scale or the clothing size. So that's what we want to focus on. Are they doing the things that they committed to do? If they said they were going to stop eating in front of the TV, are they doing that? If they said they were going to change portion size, are they doing that? All we care about is if we're changing the behavior, because the behavior will become the results. Number three, when your client comes in, is she still continuing to feel feelings of anger after the last session? If so, more foo is in order, forgiveness of others. If feelings of fear come up, more AR may be in order. So this is a good time to do a check on how well you're doing with the emotional component of the therapy. So you say, well, how's things been going? Not just behavior-wise. We talked about that. And we say, how you been feeling emotionally? You see? And if they say, I don't know why, but last session, ever since that session, I've been feeling angry all the time. What does that tell you? And that maybe more forgiveness of others' work has been done. I'd say to them, tell me more about that. Are you thinking about some other person that you're angry with or what? And if they start saying, yeah, I've been thinking about how so-and-so did me wrong and so-and-so did me wrong, that tells you what? That phase three is not done yet. Remember, it's not five session, it's five phase. And so we don't go on to forgiveness of self until the forgiveness of others' work is done. Because if they're dredging up all those emotions and they're still strong and powerful, then they're still going to have the drive to distract by eating or drinking or smoking or whatever it is you're working on, you see?